Hello Zimbabwe and welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are looking at delinquent behaviors by young people, especially during the festive season. At a time when Zimbabwe is facing a huge drug abuse problem by both the young and the old. But first, let us take a look at what is happening in the other parts of the world. Injecting billions of dollars into green solutions to fight climate change has been a top priority of the Biden administration in 2023. VOA's Veronica Abalderas Iglesias looks at this year's achievements and setbacks in the president's environmental agenda.
In a year in which greenhouse gas emissions reached record highs, extreme weather events became even more frequent, the Biden administration focused on implementing two pieces of climate legislation worth hundreds of billions of dollars.
Whether it's electric vehicles or solar or offshore wind or, frankly, climate smart agriculture and the production of clean materials like steel and cement, we're seeing a massive job boom.
But the approval in March of the Willow oil and gas drilling project in Alaska was perceived as a broken promise by those who want a complete halt to fossil fuel development. The administration argued that legally its hands were tied.
This project was actually already approved in different form in 2018 under the Trump administration, but that was halted by lawsuits, and the federal court ultimately required the Bureau of Land Management to redo its environmental impact evaluation. So that was done, and the decision kind of fell onto the Biden administration.
The cancellation in September of seven oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge appeased green economy activists. But it drew strong criticism from Republicans and a few Native American communities, wary of changes to the industry they have relied on for years.
The North Slope Borough is the largest employer on the North Slope, right? They take the revenue that they make from the fossil fuel industry, in this case resource development, they reinvest that into the communities, and they also provide employment in those communities. What options are there for us to replace that baseline economy? It's just kill this industry, and then we'll move on, and everybody will be okay. Well, it's a hard pill to swallow.
Those kind of worries at the grassroots level don't come as a surprise to the NGO World Resources Institute.
It's always a challenge when you have an issue of local development and jobs versus environmental impact, both locally and globally. So you're going to see that kind of debate. The Biden administration has been doing more to improve the consultations with Native American groups, but we have a long way to go.
The Biden administration told VOA it has programs in place to help communities make the transition to greener livelihoods, and it plans to continue implementing its environmental agenda in 2024.
Keep trying to bring economic opportunity to communities that have suffered environmental injustice, building our infrastructure and our economy to compete in the 21st century, and do that in a way that recognizes that we're up against a real crisis.
In the international arena, although Biden skipped the United Nations Climate Conference in Dubai, he did secure a pledge this year for renewed climate cooperation with China. The world will be watching if joint actions by those two countries, the biggest greenhouse gas emitters, materialize and bear fruit in 2024. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
And back to Zimbabwe, the festive season comes with a mixed bag of excitement and challenges for most students as they look forward to enjoying the Christmas and New Year holidays with family and friends. But it's also during these holidays that some of them engage in delinquent behaviors that put their lives in harm's way. Zimbabwe is facing a serious drug epidemic that has seen many young people, including school children, hooked on substances such as crystal meth, cocaine, and illicit drugs such as injengo. They also engage in dangerous sex expeditions known as vuzu parties, and with schools now closed for some, it may be open season for such vices. Rumbidza Impofu, a youth in Zimbabwe, says that drug abuse is now a threat to the future of the country.
Nika yedu ya tarisana nino zi drug abuse ya kasimba. Pose pa wapinda, pose pa waenda, ingori nyayema drugs. Saka ndiwo msika ndoro kunyanyisa wandinga taura, wakanyanya upitu waniwe chiriki. Kozi nikuko nange freedom ya chona ya nyanyisa. Nengu mayachara ino ya festive season ka. Ndino toti eiva beriki vai kwanisa kumbuni kiza vana vavo. Kumekashi wakutiva na vane zera ora chiriki dishana. Gawasa piwa ma drugs. Gawasa piwa mari. Kozi mari iyo ndia wafestilava kuyendaka. Wakumotenga ma drugs. Wakumotenga ma loro. From there ndo patakuwa nama unwanted pregnancy.
Another youth, Tanyara Zofinyu, from the Young People's Network on Sexual Reproductive Health, HIV and AIDS, says lack of communication in families and the breakdown of family structures also contributes to the wayward behavior of young people.
Lack of communication in the families,
social workers say parents have a big part to play in the whole equation, adding children with absent parents are more likely to engage in wayward behavior. Kelly Manjea, a young parent, says children need to be given enough attention. Mark Leo Mapumo, a young parent who owns a football academy that hosts children in Harare, Speed Rovers Academy, says parents need to keep their children occupied in order to deter them from delinquent behaviors.
Siyacela sibili ukuthi ngalikwanisa alisincedise ukuthi abantwana laba bathole into zokwenza. Kathe sesingena kuDisemba kuyabe kulento eziningi eziyabe zenzakala kulama-shows aye amaningi ayabe yenzwa abantwana bayabe balike ezindlini besiya attend ama-show wona lawa.
Selma Pedro, a youth from Angola and project coordinator for ADPP Angola, an organization that works in community development, agrees, adding the issue of juvenile delinquency is not unique to Zimbabwe. She says most children become naughty as they try to discover themselves.
Youth are discovering themselves, they're finding out what they are, who they are, and in that they may engage in risky behavior. Now, obviously, children, youngsters, youth, teenagers, adolescents, what have you, they don't necessarily want to listen to their parents. So as a community, everyone has an important place in order to inform you. It's also important to have peer-to-peer interventions where we are training and educating youth to educate their friends that they may not know and to identify what risky behaviors are and to ensure that if they are trending towards taking risky behaviors that they may find a safer way to act.
Police spokesperson Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyati says most young people commit crimes that include stealing, murder, drug abuse, violence, sex parties, and drunken driving. And as the festive season begins, it might be a good idea for the youths, including students on holiday, to make merry but walk straight and narrow to avoid any trouble. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today, we are looking at delinquent behavior by young people, especially during the December holidays and the festive season. This at a time when Zimbabwe is facing a huge drug abuse problem by both the young and the old. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by Tondirai Maphosa, a recovered drug addict, and Makleo Mapfumo, who runs a football academy, Speed Rovers Academy, in Harare. Welcome to Live Talk, gentlemen. Yes, I'll start with you there, Tondirai Maphosa. Looking at the problem that we have now with young people, where we are seeing a lot of things happening. We are seeing vuzu parties, we are seeing people drinking and driving, we are seeing the drug problem getting there among the young people. What's your take on this? What do you think is causing all this?
Thank you very much for having me on the show. I believe what is causing the drug problem, number one, would be a lack of education as to what really this problem is. I believe there is a lack of knowledge into the physical elements of this drug problem. If people were alerted or informed about the spiritual elements about this problem, I believe the problem would be alleviated to some extent. I also believe that the deception in the pleasure they give is what is also causing the problem to be propagated there. When kids start taking these drugs, the pleasure that they receive from these drugs shifts them, and as they tell others about the pleasures they get, as they experiment more and more with the drugs, they get trapped in it. So I believe it is a lack of awareness, it is a lack of knowledge at what really these drugs here are, at what really the problem is, that this problem here is a spiritual problem. These drugs here are hijacking the brains of the young people, so their lack of knowledge as what exactly these drugs are and what they do is causing the problem to be propagated. I believe we need a more concerted effort into an awareness system that gets people to know exactly what they're getting into on the exams.
Thank you there, Tondirai. You spoke about the issue of having knowledge about these drugs. Vamwe vanoti ayo haisi nyaya yekuti vanhu havazive kuti zvinhu zvinodhaka uyezve vanhu vanozotadza kubuda mazviri, asi vanenge vaine zvimwe zvavari kutiza. Tichedze utipindurire paya kuti zvingava zviri zvekuti pane zvimwe here zvavari kutiza zvinoita kuti vange vachipinda pamadrugs aya.
Okay, yes, hazvirambiki kuti pane mamwe makozi aripo anoita kuti vanhu vatore madrugs. Obviously, vamwe vanenge vachitiza nhamo dzekumba, running the Rashid teams are bringing some of these mental health problems. But some of these are problems identified in Kumba. The problem is the reason people use drugs, the only reason why people use drugs. But these are Kutima drugs allocate Kuti, right? It's saying, can Avamatora, because Vamatora is not a key to the problems, but Pavanatora, the material drugs, my problems are actually to Kuti wrong. At least as we are to Kuti and Pavanatora about drugs, Vamatora can run up on Antica, Kima problem, and in the Aripo accident, I actually am. As Pavanatora, and the third the moment comes, these problems are back again. We cannot deny the fact that people do take drugs in order to run away from certain problems that they do have, but they must understand that is addiction that is associated with taking the drug. As I said earlier, the pleasure and the euphoria that they give.
Ndinotenda vamaphosa batai makadaro tiuye kwamuri vamapfumo tichitarisa nyaya iyi iri kutaurwa iyi you work with young people at your academy. What do you think can be the solution to all these problems to help the young people so that they don't fall into all these delinquent behaviors?
Okay, thank you so much for having me on this show. Maybe my comment is, if we look at the situation that is on the ground, especially in the high-density suburbs, it's not looking good. I'll give an example of maybe areas like Bibiriro, Mbare, you're talking about Aishel. We have almost about, in a street, you can find almost 100 kids, more on street. And then now let's compare with another thing, the whole suburb, and we're looking at the situation where it's a high density suburb, where there's nothing that these kids can do, especially now that the schools are closed. The recreational facilities, the RCC, they've been destroyed, they are dilapidated. Now you're looking at a situation in which Argumu can obtain age, Arpamba, who's going to be in a five. She's having that sheet of a period, you say. And apart from anything, she knows that she's going to occupy and entertain. So the reason that we did not this speed over the academy, just realize that soccer is something that the kids in high density suburbs love. And the players are only nice and they can't tell us, I learned that. So, the only way you can capture these young people, we are looking at the ages starting from 9 up to 14. We are living with maybe my brothers and my parents are involved into these issues, the intoxication, the not drugs, the not substances. I could tell you. So in the end, China actually very so short could have joined the board, you know, she doesn't shoot and that I mean that. With this idea now you need to know, let's introduce these academies in my high density suburbs. Let these kids be involved, let them be involved in Ajitamba, actively involved in actively engaged in the
land. Thank you there, Mapfumo. As a follow-up, we see the work that you are doing, but what do you think as a society we should do? What do you think we should come together and do to protect our children?
The society, I think now it's a bit different from maybe our society when we grew up. It was a situation in which you can never even in town or we're at the wrong place. You have the right and responsibility of Kutsura, or maybe Chinese, you have that right to Kutsura, or you have the Kumba, and then when he gets home, he tells the parents, That is how the community was involved. But now, looking at the economic situation, everyone is busy looking for money. But at first, just ignore, they just watch. And after the situation, they start taking pictures, they start taking videos. we also have a situation within our communities. It's a tender beer house, I call them a high density suburbs. We find their key in the beer house. Like we have to make an event in Tengro Fort, and then in Tengro Mtank, and then in Tengro Door. What a pinda Mubawa, what a pinda Miana, Kurumoto Tonga, what a Buddha Wanda, and the community is just watching. But if you look at Tony, I don't think we would ever do anything like that. We'd be in any part of the Rokonika and Katiba and Forge. We'd actually be beaten, so we'd never repeat that. So I think the community now needs to go back to those epics and make sure that the kind of thing we're explain to the parents that the reason I'm not aware of the reason that now everyone is broken because I just want to monitor the community.
Tinotenda vamapfumo pane vachibata parunare. Hello, caller? Inenge yanona paya ameno tishwi shiri kuitika sibuye leguwe lapana maposa uyamuzo lapana umapumo utie na hachi olunye utuvoluvala ebazaline lapana uti hachi akusela obavakazi akusela omalume abenelisa ukuthi babe belaya abantwana lapana ukubona njani wena lokho?
Hayi yikho sibili khonokho akusela ukukhona ukuthi children angisela abantu ababalayelayo kuhle njalo. I like the point that from Aphumo Rate when he says we are seeing a strategy now the parent sending a child to go to the idea at a very tender age. This causes the child to look at that as a very acceptable practice by the whole these children here become changed. So interesting after that person, Anna, Robinson Tua, Utuana, 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 Eliza, I want to drink it all the time. But now in society, I'm going to go to Utuana, I'm going to I will the hitting of that child, then their parents will come and say, why are you doing this to my child? Why are you doing this to my child? We need to go back to the process where every child was everyone's child. Where my child is able to be disciplined by your child, we as parents also need to stop sending children to go and buy beer, stop sending children to go and buy alcohol. That's it's normal for children to do that. They then think when we grow up, we go as we feel in the Konoku. So and I say that is a powerful point. We need to go back to the basics. We need to go back to the community. Yes.
Ngiyabonga maphosa siphenduke kuye laphana maphumo uyamuzwa laphana uthi hathi umlando ungani usubuyela ke ebadaleni ukuthi hayi abantu abadala yibo asebephazamisa laphana yibo asebesenza ukuthi abantwana bebe labo bewela ezilingweni zonke lezi kulolunye njalo udaba emfuna ukuthi ngikubuze njalo kulo laphana maphumo ukuthi siyabona laphana abantu abanengi bephuma elizweni kungaba kungokunye yini okwengezelela udubo lolo?
Sinakhangela khonokho futhi yikho ukuthi abaphumayo elizweni ngamanye ama-situation ukuthi umuntu engathola isikhathi kathe behamba because into yangikhona i-situation yangikhona iyabe inzima yabe kungelo ukuthi singahamba njani especially lapha ema-communities esihlala khona. So i-community like laphana njengakhuluma ngathi i-community kufuze ukuthi singedishe even amapholisa akufuze ukuthi asincedishe ama-institutions ayabe khona khonapho ayefuze ukuthi ancedise but akusela umuntu okhangelayo khonokho ukuthi singayenza njani labantwana bakho. Kathesi siyabona into eziningi ziyayihova anti yabona laphana sasikhuluma ngendawo yama-drugs but kathesi sekukhulunywe okunye okwama-sex party enisileinye issue futhi engakhulunywayo yokuthi abantwana ngare hlale ecommunity kule one ngenyayo kele moto endlini sebejontshe imoto leyana sebehambe engeni kuleinye i-town yikho khona selithi zama-accident kade bengu-9 emotweni besakiwe and all of them they are dead. Yikho okunye futhi okuyi-problem okwenzakalayo especially ema-communities and lesikhathi lesi esihlangane lapho sekukhona futhi khonoko sokushukayo.
Yeah, ngiyabonga laphana. Coming back to you, Maphosa, we seem to have a sentence where really the problems are. but we can't continue complaining. What do you think should be the way forward? What should be the, what should Zimbabwe do? What should parents do? What should the government do as a way forward?
Yes, I believe that what we need to do, number one, mainstream drug education into our education system. From a very tender age, I believe children should be alerted about what drugs really are and what they do. And then secondly, we also need a solution to those that have fallen inside as to how we need to get them out of it again. We're currently holding a program which we call the Superpowers, which alerts people of the power within themselves to use, to the urge to take drugs and to not get into drugs. This involves using one's imagination, which gives them the power of vision. This involves using one's independent will. You do not have to be forced to take drugs. This involves one being self-aware, knowing where you are, knowing where you cannot be, and using one's conscience to get out of drugs. So we need a concerted effort into mainstreaming. We need to deal with drugs, just like our HIV. I remember as a little child seeing images of people with HIV and look at how effective that was today. I believe we are doing very well in terms of fighting HIV. The same thing needs to be done. But it's also a situation which I think needs correction. We're going to court right now, and there is no definition in the legislation for a drug like crystal meth. So you find a crystal meth dealer walking free just because the law is not stipulating crystal meth. We need the government to come in and still punish people that are selling crystal meth. Oh, you find crystal meth, we have seen this effect. I believe it is the stroke of the head that can criminalize selling of illicit drugs and life of the generation.
Thank you. Coming back to you, Mapumo, as you close, we have seen you help kids at your academy. What impact have you seen? And what would you recommend for others to do to help their children?
All right. Thank you so much. I think the impact that I've seen is the interest that has developed among most of the children in the area and how they all want to be actively involved. So what we've also tried to do is we've also tried to link up with very professional clubs that have good links and good opportunities. And what we do is we nurture those young kids in the identity group, that's maybe 2, 3, or 4, and then we take them to better clubs that give them a better opportunity. So as the competition rises, you're looking at more kids who are now coming in to say, oh, we also want to be part of this, we also want to be part of this. And we're looking at a situation where we're starting maybe practice at around 10 and then we finish at 2, 3. So we have queued almost the whole day. And for them to think of any other things, they're tired now, they're going back home, they're going to do the different duties that they have waiting for them at home. What I think maybe can also be done as a way of support is...
Yes, quickly there, while we wrap it up quickly, see, is cutting and say, see, Kijimirela Pana. Yeah, in Tanduti, Nibongi, Mapumo, Lomaposa, Uti, Libe Parati, Gosselo, to Lamnam Sanje, Lapo, Arates, Kulubakona, Mobunzima, Obukangelane, Lelizo, Lapo, Abasakulayo, Igakulu, Abaseskolo, Sevekalisa Lapana, Uwenza, Imi Sevenzi, Enga, Mugelegio, Ekotela, Utata is Garamizo, Agelapana, Ganye, Logunye, Jokotela, Amapato, Tanga, Mafuzu Party, Lapo, utholakala khona besiya ecansini bebaningi okuyizinto ezingamukelekiyo. Sizwe laphana kule nkuthazo yokuthi hathi abazali kabancedise laphana bebone ukuthi abantu babo bayabalaya kuhle. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Jabo Kancube.